Hi, this is a testimonial. My name is Abdurrahman Lagrouche. This testimonial is about the attempt to extort Tommy Houghton and misusing my name in doing so. The two individuals I'm talking about are Islam Aslambegovic Zabrailov, born on 22 December 1992, and Hafas Baidaevich Gataev, born on 2 January 1988. Both are from Chechenian descent and residents of Oslo. The story begins in August 2020. I went to visit Tommy Houghton in Norway, Oslo. In that visit, I met two friends of Tommy Houghton. Their names, Islam Aslambegovic Zabrailov and Hafas Baidaevich Gataev, both residents of Oslo. Friends of Tommy at that time. I had seen Tommy treating these individuals like his brothers. He was very good to them. I remember Tommy often giving them money to help them out and their families. Mr. Houghton is a very generous person, but also at the same time I could see these individuals taking abuse of Mr. Houghton, financial abuse. I didn't pay too much attention to it since it's not my business. So I also got in contact with these two individuals, Hafas and Islam. By being in contact with Tommy Houghton, I also got to talk with them and all, you know. We got to exchange numbers and just have normal conversations. So after I went back to Holland, they contacted me through WhatsApp. And they asked me to work with them in an attempt to extort Tommy Houghton. I played along because I was somewhat impressed by these big Chechenian individuals. They threatened me. They threatened my family if I didn't work with them. They made me send all kinds of threats to Tommy Houghton in order to make him pay an extortion fee. And at the same time, they were acting like they were Tommy's friends. Mr. Houghton didn't have a clue that the two persons he helped the most are the one orchestrated this plan to extort him. So after I sent threats to Tommy Houghton, I threatened Tommy Houghton because they threatened to do something to me if I didn't. So after I sent the threats and all to Tommy Houghton and pushed him and kept on pushing him and pushing him, two guys also went to Mr. Houghton and they said to him that he should pay because I am a dangerous guy and I will kill them all. All lies to make me look bad and to make Tommy Houghton pay up. Mr. Houghton eventually paid. I just recently found out that Tommy Houghton paid them, at that time, 30,000 euros. After I threatened Tommy Houghton at that time, I haven't heard anything back from it, if the extortion plans had failed or succeeded. Now knowing they had succeeded and Tommy had paid them a substantial amount. So now that I know, I can add to the story that Mr. Houghton paid them 30,000 euro dollars back then. He gave it to Hafas and Islam to give it to me. But they, of course, they kept it for themselves. And they kept threatening me and my family that if I would talk, I would be dead. And so on. So I kept quiet. I continued my life. And in the meantime, Hafas and Islam kept pretending to be Tommy their friends. And kept misusing him. And Tommy let it happen. Because he really thought that they were his friends. Now a year and somewhat later. December 2021. I got a WhatsApp call again. From the two extorters. Islam and Hafas. They wanted to extort Tommy Houghton again. As we speak now. They want to do it again. And they needed my help. This time they were very nice to me. Trying to convince me. And promising me a lot of extortion money, but I wasn't going to let my name get abused again. It was kind of a shock because I forgot all about the situation, what happened in the past. I continued my life. So now I decided to play along and record everything. Everything they said to me to expose their plans, to expose what kind of people these are. The evidences are in the hand of Tommy Houghton. I contacted him. I apologized about how things went and I explained to him what happened exactly back then and now. And that's also how I found out that he did pay them 30,000 euros back then in thinking that the money was going to me because I was the one, he was thinking I was the one extorting him. Well, it was really Hafez and Islam who were the masterminds behind this. So this is my conclusion. Mr. Tommy often has all the evidences. Thank you. I've written this down, so that's why it sounds like I read it, because it was handier writing it down first and then saying it in the record. My apologies for my basic English. Thank you.